Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, you can check them out as well Sundays, as I do every morning, has been for 12 straight weeks. We'll do again this week ahead of week 13, Sunday morning, 8 a.m., right here on The Fan. Nick, how you doing on this Thanksgiving Eve?
Oh, what's going on, big boy? Happy early Thanksgiving to you, your family, all the listeners out there. What a great time to be alive. Great weekend of football coming up.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well. And I was saying earlier, Nick, and we'll get into the Giants stuff and all that nonsense, but I really love the slate of games tomorrow. I was saying earlier, you know, this is a tremendous slate of football games on Thanksgiving. Usually we don't get this, but I think, all three games have some meaning here when you look at the NFL playoff landscape.
Absolutely. And the fact that Joe Burrow sounds going to be back tomorrow for the Cincinnati Bengals does add some juice to that game. It is a pretty big point spread tomorrow night. I do have a bet on that game with the Bengals and the Ravens, but tough to disagree with you. Where it does, you feel like there's usually at least one lemon on Thanksgiving. I feel like whatever the Giants play, like, it's usually not great. I remember Emmett Smith ruining at least one of my Thanksgivings as a kid. But all three of these matchups, to your point, absolutely awesome. Let's chop it up. Let's talk about it.
Okay, so I want to, before I get your thoughts on each individual game, just give me the advice, because I like to do a traditional Turkey Day teaser. We do it as part of our pick segment here as fun, but even before that, I've been doing it my whole life. You have recommended to me certain things about teasers. Generally, to me, isn't a standard three-team 10-point teaser, is that the way that it works?
Yeah, so I mean, I just you can win that bet. I'm not going to tell you not to make it.
No, but you don't like them, right?
Well, it's just, you know, if you want me to, like, put on the, like, make the best bet you can possibly make hat, then, like, no, it's not a great bet, which doesn't mean it's not fun. I do an anytime touchdown parlay every week with long shots that I like. That's like 75 cents to win $1 million.
Wow.
Spoiler alert, it's never won. Like, and it probably never will, but I think it's fun, and I bet it every week, so I'm not going to preach to people or talk down to people and say, don't do this. What I just say is, like, bet responsibly. We can talk about, like, the best legs to do to try and maximize your ability of winning that bet, but do I think it's, like, a smart bet to be placed? No.
All right.
I think a lot of people do stuff like this for fun. I think it's okay.
Exactly. I would do it for fun, and by the way, I like your idea better, because the Turkey Day teaser pays out, you get to pay, like, -120, whatever it may be. Maybe we combine my thought with yours and do, like, a Turkey Day touchdown parlay. So give me, I'm assuming you have some of that. If you don't, then just go to the first game, Packers and Lions. But if you have something with anytime touchdown scores that would tie in all three games to give our listeners, our audience here, that we could play along with and have some fun with all three games for tomorrow while we're dealing with family nonsense.
Well, let me, I haven't done much, so I've done all my yardage that I'm doing, like, my full Prop King stuff on You Better You Bet today for the Thanksgiving games and Black Friday, and I know, like, what all my yardage props are going to be. I don't know about the touchdown stuff yet, but I can speak, like, in generalities about it, right? So, and then, Sal, we can do, like, the side and total if you want, but just props for the games. So, coming up tomorrow, the first game is the Packers and the Lions, and, you know, Giants fans will remember this a couple weeks ago when Christian Watson was awesome in that game and had, like, one of the plays of the game as Green Bay, like, took the lead at the very end with that catch and double coverage, moving from left to right on the television screen in the corner of the end zone. He has been spectacular since coming back from injury for Green Bay. And what we have seen for the Packers is Matt Matthew Golden, the rookie first rounder out of Texas, has really not popped. Like, he's actually been kind of a bust to this point. And Green Bay seems to have settled on a three wide receiver set of Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs on the outside, Dontavian Wicks in the slot. And none of these guys are very good. Now, it's possible Jaden Reed will be back tomorrow. We haven't seen him since week two against the Commanders. But if Reed comes back, that really just bumps Dontavian Wicks out of the equation here. Watson is really the only guy, unless Golden, Sal, can start to emerge. And Golden, again, was the first-round pick out of Texas, that can actually win down the field and win vertically. His receiving yards prop tomorrow is 52.5. I do like that over for Christian Watson coming up tomorrow. Christian Watson's anytime touchdown price sits at plus 210. It's not a great price. And I could actually do this in the moment for you. So, Green Bay uses all three of their tight ends with Tucker Kraft out, right? So Kraft tore his ACL. The Packers now have a poo-poo platter at tight end. Big-time emphasis on poo-poo. They're all terrible. So it's John Fitzpatrick, Luke Musgrave, who was a second-round pick last year. Kraft was like a fourth-round pick. And Josh Weil, who's like a blocking tight end. They all play. So if they all play, why not bet the guy at the longest odds to score? That would be Josh Weil for the Green Bay Packers. He's currently at 12-1.
Wow.
And, I do think at some point, and this is like a guess by me, at some point with Sam Laporta out, and he's out for the season likely for the Green Bay Packers, I think they're going to try and work in their third-round rookie receiver that they traded up for in the draft to get. And look, if you're a Republican and you wake up tomorrow and you want to own the libs, you know what you can do? Bet on Tesla. Isaac Tesla, anytime touchdown, plus 500 tomorrow for the Detroit Lions against the Green Bay Packers.
All right, let's go to the sides in total in that game. Detroit-Green Bay, a huge game as far as the NFC playoff picture. And certainly the NFC North.
Oh, and by the way, Khalif Raymond, just who's normally Detroit's number three receiver, Sal, unlikely to play, which would help Tesla's ability to score a touchdown in the game. As far as the game is concerned, I do like Detroit at any number below three. So the number right now is 2.5 for the Lions. It is juiced towards Detroit. My guess is that we will close three by the time tomorrow rolls around, but somewhere in between this. And what I would say is, whether or not you, the listener, agree or disagree with my opinion on the game, give yourself the best chance to win. If you like Green Bay, find a three and bet plus three. And if you like Detroit, lay 2.5, not three. So I can be wrong. Give yourself the best opportunity to win and bet the right number, regardless of who you like in the game. I do like Detroit, Sal, and I think the Packers are kind of, as the kids would say, mid. The Giants were in that game until the end against Green Bay. I know they were in the game against Detroit also. I think the Lions have way more talent than the Packers, and that'll come to roost coming up tomorrow. It's not my favorite of the three bets, but I'll have a small bet on the Lions to cover 2.5 tomorrow against Green Bay.
Plus, it's a Thanksgiving Day tradition, betting the Lions for years, whether it was Charlie Batch or Matthew Stafford, whoever it may be. I've been a sucker for the Lions, and now they're actually good.
And now you're probably poor as a result of that.
Right, it would always ruin. I'd always do these Turkey Day teasers, and then I have to reload with probably the total, the over-under in the Cowboys game to get me through the day with the three legs, because I'd always lose the Lions to get things started, although in recent years, obviously, the trend has changed with Detroit. All right, game number two. This is an enormous game, Nick. Thank goodness I was rooting for your Chiefs last week to beat the Colts because I wanted this game to mean something. I was rooting for the Cowboys to beat the Eagles. I actually predicted that they would, and I think that was going to happen, down 21-0. But nonetheless, we got a huge game here with the Chiefs and Cowboys.
Yeah, I very much wanted the Chiefs to win that game last week. That was very, very important for yours truly. And down 20-9 at the end of the third, Kareem Hunt puts the ball on the turf. I was very, very, very nervous. So happy the Chiefs were able to come back and win that game. So, point spread of this game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Which, like, 50 million people are going to watch. The rating for this game is going to be astronomical. The Chiefs are a 3-point road favorite at Dallas. Total is 52. So, injury stuff here. Isaiah Pacheco is going to be back for Kansas City. So, you can get him in your fantasy lineups if you need him. George Pickens is expected to play, as is Rashee Rice for Kansas City. Both guys were nicked up earlier in the week. Now, the Chiefs will be without their best offensive lineman, all-pro guard Trey Smith, which obviously going up against Quinnen Williams and Kenny Clark, not great for Kansas City. But Sal, for me, the Chiefs kind of feel like John Wick. Like, they went away for a while, they hung out with their dog, and by doing that, they lost to, like, the Jaguars and the Broncos, and like John Wick said in the first movie, I guess you could say, I'm kind of back. And so are the Chiefs. And I feel like the Chiefs are about to unleash hellfire and brimstone on the league until the end of the regular season here. It's been a nice run for Dallas these last 2 weeks, and Just as an aside, this whole idea that every time the Cowboys defense makes a play now, we have to show Jerry Jones in the owner box grinning like the Cheshire Cat. This is like if I burned down my house and then rebuilt it and everyone said, wow, what a great job he's doing, rebuilt the house. I burned it down. Like, we're crediting Jerry Jones with fixing the defense. He broke it when he traded Micah Parsons. So I don't get that whole deal here. I do think Dallas is way better than it was early in the season. Is it better than Kansas City? Hell no. Give me the Chiefs to win. I think Kansas City wins by 7-10 tomorrow. My favorite bet of Thanksgiving Day.
Any props in that game that stand out to you?
Yeah, you know, since Rashee Rice came back, and this is really interesting because I would have actually felt it would have gone the other way because they both kind of win in the same way in the intermediate area over the middle of the field, that when Rashee Rice was going to come back, I felt like it was going to negatively impact Travis Kelce. And that has actually not been the case. Since Rashee Rice came back, Travis Kelce has been an absolute beast, and I feel like every week his yardage props a little too low. I have it right here at BetMGM. Kelce's number is 58.5. I think he can definitely clear 60. Give me the Travis Kelce over receiving yards. I don't hate Xavier Worthy over receiving yards also. He's at 36.5. I will be giving my full prop card out later today on You Better You Bet. You can find it in podcast form after the show goes off the air. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Travis Kelce over receiving yards for me.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Nick Costos. Okay, couple more games. The Sunday slate is not great. Plus, it's Wednesday, so I'm not going to ask you to go over all those games here, but I do want to get to the two more. The Thursday night game, and then Black Friday between the Bears and Eagles, another huge game there. Ravens, Bengals, you mentioned it, Joe Burrow coming back. Is it fair to expect big numbers from the Bengals offense in this game? How do you see the Ravens and Bengals playing out?
So I think, you know, I do a lot of radio around the country, and when I talk about the Ravens-Jets game from last week, the assumption is that not a lot of people watched it if you're not in the Baltimore or, like, the New York tri-state area. So this is a great audience to have this conversation about, right? Because my thought on this game has actually nothing to do with Joe Burrow being back, and has nothing to do with Cincinnati. Like, Sal, you watched the game, obviously. You've talked about it with BT this week on The Fan. And I will just pose this question to the listeners out there as well, especially Jets fans. You watched that game. Do you think Lamar Jackson's healthy? I'll ask you that question,
no,
Sal.
No, I think something is clearly off with that. They're either protecting him from something, or they're trying to protect him, or he's banged up. I don't think he's 100% healthy. I think that's clear.
And the reason why we know that is, like, we've seen Lamar be incredible. Like, he's probably going to the Hall of Fame. Like, you don't just suck out of nowhere all of a sudden coming back from an injury. Like, I think he's clearly not healthy. And when you put a game on tape against the Jets like they did, where a Tyrod Taylor offense with no wide receivers, with Garrett Wilson out, averages more yards per play than the Ravens do against the Jets defense with no Quentin Williams and no Sauce Gardner, like, my antenna goes up a little bit here. Like, something's up. Now, like, Lamar is saying he's healthy. Zay Flowers is saying he's healthy. John Harbaugh is saying he's healthy. And maybe Lamar is finally shaking it all off, and maybe he has a big game tomorrow night. And if Lamar is Lamar, the Ravens are going to win this game by double digits because the Bengals have the worst defense in the league, and Joe Burrow will probably be shaking off the rust. But if Lamar looks like he did against the Jets and like he looked a couple weeks ago against the Browns, I think the Bengals can absolutely cover this number. The number is a touchdown. I'll take the 7 with Cincinnati. There is some concern built in with that, Sal. Again, the concern is if Lamar's healthy, the Ravens are going to win, and they're going to win big. I don't think he's healthy. Ergo, my bet on the Bengals getting 7.
We've talked about the Ravens defense, or I've heard you talk about it a lot throughout the course of the season, and it seems to have gotten a little bit better here, but do you trust that they could do enough to, let's say Burrow is not just shaking off the rust and he's pretty good, and even without Burrow, they scored a bunch of points, the Bengals did. You think that the Ravens' defense is legitimate, or you still think that they're, you know, a little bit shaky to where the Bengals can take advantage of that?
So, like, you know, it's Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase is playing.
Right. Well,
so,
right.
You know, so, like, yeah, I think the Bengals can score on anyone if Burrow's at the height of his powers, and we'll see if that's going to be the case tomorrow. I think the way that I would kind of frame the Ravens' defense, I think the Ravens' defense is going to be good enough to win the AFC North. I don't think there's any question about that. I have significant concerns about both Baltimore and Buffalo's defense once we get into the AFC playoffs, and it's why I've been consistent, Sal, all season long and in the summer, that I don't like either Buffalo or Baltimore to get to Super Bowl 60. So do I like the Ravens' defense? Yes. Do I think it's a Super Bowl-caliber defense? I do not.
All right, last game here, Black Friday, Eagles-Bears, another enormous game. Bears 8-3, somehow playing with fire all year long. Eagles finally got burnt themselves, but with the Cowboys blowing that 21-0 lead, how do you see this game on Friday?
You know, I've said all season and all offseason that the Eagles are my pick to win the NFC, and that I think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. And this past weekend against Dallas was the first time I've been shaken a little bit in that belief. And the reason why, and like Giants fans will love to hear this, like Saquon Barkley kind of looks like he's done. And I'm not saying his career's over, like stick a fork in him. I don't know if we're at that level, but he doesn't look like the same player. He's not passing the eye test, and the stats aren't there when he goes 10 carries for 22 yards. And we're all football fans, right? We all watched last season, and we know that the Eagles' formula for winning a Super Bowl championship was defense and run game. And when you're up 21-0 in a game against any team, you should be able to choke that game out, to boa constrictor the game by running the ball effectively and grinding out clock and trusting your defense. And the Eagles could do neither last week against the Cowboys, so I thought that was a little alarming. So I'm going to give you a thought on this game, and I'm going to bet the game. I don't know if I'm going to do it with an extreme amount of confidence, because the other thing that we need to consider is that the Bears' defense was so banged up last week against Pittsburgh, they still won the game. We don't know how many guys are going to be back yet. Their best corner, Jalen Johnson, he may play in this game. He hasn't played in a while. The Bears were down all three of their starting linebackers last week. How many are going to be back this week? We have 48 hours still until kickoff. I'm not 100% sure. So I can tell you the bet that I would like to make is Philadelphia, where I think this is a step up in class for Chicago. I think they've won a lot of games with smoke and mirrors, and I give them credit, but this is a step up in class. I'm going to like the Eagles, but I need to see more on the injury report, Sal. I am worried about Philadelphia, but make me pick the game. I'll lay the points with Philly.
Yeah, I get the sense as well, and I've been against Philadelphia all year long, specifically last week, but I just don't believe in the Bears at all. So either way, Nick, you tack that game on Black Friday. I don't know. What do you got going on Black Friday? You going to be shopping? You going to be at home? What are you doing?
We're putting up the Christmas tree.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Is this your daughter's first Christmas?
Well, last year was... This is the one where I would say she's 1.5 now, so last year was her first. But she knows what's going on to a degree now. She walks around the house all day going, Santa, ho, ho, ho. So she loves Christmas already. She loves Santa.
You get a fake tree?
Well...
Come on, man.
I don't know if I can, because I'm implicating members of my family, potentially my wife, if I answer this question in the incorrect way. I will just say that it would be my preference to have a real tree.
Okay, that's what I needed to hear.
And we can leave it at that.
We've never, I respect it. We've never discussed this before, but come on. I got you pegged as a real tree guy like I am. I understand. I get it.
I grew up in a small apartment with my mom, dad, and my sister on Northern Boulevard in Queens. And we had a real tree every year, and I think about that now, like, this is a small apartment with, like, 1,000 people in it. I feel like my parents weren't worried about a potential towering inferno in this apartment building. So I find that funny now after the fact. But just something about, like, the smell of a real tree, that piney smell, feels like Christmas. If I could choose, I would choose the real Christmas tree.
I got you.
But unfortunately, Sal, as a fellow married man, you know that it is not always your choice in these things.
I got you. You chose marriage instead, and you want to keep a happy marriage, so you got to do what you got to do. I get it. Happy Thanksgiving, Nick. We appreciate your time today. Enjoy the football games. We'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it, my friend. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. I'll talk to everybody back at the Fan Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.